It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Allie Huggard and Chris Vlamakis with the theater department at USU Eastern. Coming up, they're going to have a big fundraiser and dinner because they're going to do something that I don't believe anyone at USU Eastern or CEU in the theater department has done in the past. They're going to take a show on tour. Chris, Allie, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
So I'm going to let you talk first. It's James and the Giant Peach.
Yes.
So let's let the folks know what James and the Giant Peach is about.
Well, James and the Giant Peach is about an orphan boy whose parents are killed in extenuating circumstances. In the play, they're killed by a mystical creature known as the Rhino. And it's just insinuated that they die and he has to go live with these two horrible aunts who just treat him basically like a slave and they just treat him awful. But he gets into a situation where a peach becomes magically gigantic, like the size of a large building, and the bugs within inside the peach grow to human size, and it's his adventures with these bugs escaping from his aunts and crossing the ocean to from London to the United States, and it's a beautiful, whimsical story.
And a lot of fun is going to ensue with this. Is it a musical?
It is not, no. It is closer to the original book by Roald Dahl than it is to the movie. The movie itself had several musical numbers in it. Now, there's a lot of musical aspects it, and the way certain characters speak is almost has a rhythm to it, but it's not a musical. No.
Okay. And this this production is actually going to take place at USU Eastern in sometime in April. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. We open April 9th, and we're that for that entire weekend. And then we have shows the Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of the next week. And we are opening it up. We are actually inviting some of the local elementary schools to come to matinees. We will have multiple mid-afternoon matinees for other people as well, and our normal evening shows.
Okay. So let's talk about the tour.
Yeah.
You guys want to take this on tour. Allie, I'm going to kind of let you handle that part of it.
So this coming May, after we've done the run here at the school, we will be taking the show up into Canada starting May 2nd through about the 6th. Then we're coming back and we're going to be touring down through Moab, Invernal, Monticello, that area as well. So,
and what's the main reason behind going on and taking this show on tour? It's not just because you guys wanted a vacation.
No.
Right?
No. Corey and Brent have probably, at least Corey for forever, and Brent since he's been working here at USU Eastern, so probably 6-7 years, have been talking about taking a show on tour. If you go up to most other four-year universities and stuff like that, they have a show that goes on tour usually at least once a year. And so we wanted to provide that experience to our students. And because of Brent's connections with, he was born and raised in Canada, at Southern Alberta, and his connections to theaters there and throughout everywhere in between, we've been able to set this up. And it's this show, the size of the show isn't gigantic, even though it is James and the Giant Peach, but when they thought of to do this show, they were like, this could be the perfect show for us to take on tour. And then they were able to work it out, and we're able, now it's happening after years of planning.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. But the one thing that this is going to entail is you're going to need some finance.
Yes.
So let's talk about the dinner that's coming up, and you're going to have an auction as well.
Yes, we are selling tickets to our dinner. It is going to have a myriad of things provided by several family members of the people within our theater department. But with that, we are going to have a silent auction that goes with it. And we have several items right now, but we are searching for people or businesses to donate items that we can potentially sell so we can raise more funds. And if you wish to just simply donate cash or other financial ways, we'll certainly appreciate that as well.
Okay, so Allie, let's talk about the dinner and the auction. When's it going to be? Where's it going to be? And what can people expect?
So the dinner is going to be on March 28th, and it's going to be at 6 p.m. at the Castle Valley Center here in Price. It's just going to be super fun. Like I said, it's going to be the dinner, the auction, and we're hoping to have our theater students be there to perform. Mm-hmm. It'll just be like a fun kind of get-together that help raise the funds for everything going on.
So you'll have a dinner and a little bit of an entertainment, maybe.
A
dinner and a show.
We currently have three people who are going to sing musical numbers for us, and they're, at least in, from what I understand, about 3 to 4 other pairs of people that are looking to do maybe musical duets and or a scene.
Okay, and then and along with this, you guys had mentioned something about a donut sale fundraiser.
Yes,
we are doing a Krispy Kreme donut fundraiser. We've done these before to help with our department, and we're just doing one again, and it's super easy. So if you want to buy some, you can get a hold of any of the theater students on campus if you come on, or we'll give you a number in a second help with that. But so it's an FYI, it's $12 for a dozen of glazed, it's $15 for a dozen of the assorted, and then it's $20 for a BOGO card to go to Krispy Kreme, where it's just the buy one box of a dozen, get one for free. So pretty cool. That's a deal.
It's a very good value, yes.
So then that's coming up. So one last time, let's give them the rundown. Let's talk about the dinner and when it's going to be, and then give them all the information that they need about the Krispy Kreme sale.
Yes, our dinner is going to be at 6 p.m. on March 28th at the Castle Valley Center here in Price. It is to for us to raise funds for our tour and just for the department in general. There will be food, entertainment, and a silent auction. And we are currently doing our Krispy Kreme donut sale, where you can buy, starting at $12, a dozen glazed donuts, and most of that proceed goes to us. And to contact us, you can contact Brent Innes at 801-913-4796, or our head of our theater club, Kiara Price, at 435-459-1896. They are the two people to really get a hold of. But pretty much every theater student is involved in some way. So if you come onto campus and come into our department, and those two happen not to be there, we can hopefully answer questions and or sell donuts or figure things out with the donations.
Okay, so a lot of fun stuff coming up. If you've got any questions, you can touch base with Brent or Kiara, and you know what? Get out and enjoy this and help the theater department. It's really going to be a reflection on Carbon County in the area. Really is. So help them. And you know what? Take this show on tour. It's going to be a lot of fun. I wish I was going.
It's not too late.
Oh, it is. Believe me. All right, you two. Thanks for coming in today, Chris.
Thanks for having us.
Have a great day. Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our webpage, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.